Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look, folks, how many times does Trump have to survive an assassination attempt before this starts to look strange to the American people? This isn't happening to Democrats. Not happening to Joe. Not happening to Kamala. It's almost as if Kamala and Joe have no connection of any kind to the Department of Homeland Security or the Secret Service. Oh, wait a minute. Buck stops with Joe. Doesn't it? And the media are not curious at all about that. Are they? Folks, can you imagine if Trump was the president and this happened to whatever Democrat was running against him? Ask yourself how the media would be treating Donald Trump if Kamala Harris was the victim of attempted assassinations and he was in charge. It would be wall-to-wall coverage accusing Trump of murder. We need to see Harrison Walls called to the mat for this, and Joe Biden too. All Joe's got to do is tweet, oh, I hope he survives. I'll give him some more protection. Yeah. And the media's like, okay, sure, yeah. There's no connection. But you know what? Rest assured, something. The American people are seeing this. The American people are seeing this, and every day more people take the red pill. I can feel it. I see it. I sense it in my gut. As it gets weirder and weirder. It's honestly as if the Biden-Harris administration isn't running the administration. It has no connection to the performance of the Secret Service at all. And the left wants Trump dead. Did you see the trends on X? Within 2 hours of the assassination attempt being reported, Trump is Hitler was trending. The left did that on X. Where, by the way, they have free speech rights. Do whatever they want. Say whatever they want. Must be nice. They have it everywhere. We only have it on X. But just so everyone is aware of the level of hate here, this guy, Ryan Ruth, repeated line for line the mainstream Democrat Party talking points about democracy is on the ballot. He said in his post that Trump wants to make Americans slaves again. Listen to this post by him, and then I'm going to play you the audio. Your campaign, talking to Kamala Harris, no, I'm sorry, it was Joe Biden at the time, was still the nominee. Your campaign should be called something like KADAF, Keep America Democratic and Free. Trump's should be MASA, Make American Slaves Again Master. Democracy is on the ballot. We cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way. Now listen to them. He's repeating their talking points.
What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?
Donald Trump.
Trump is a existential, urgent threat to our democracy.
They're running against democracy.
He's willing to sacrifice our democracy.
Casting former President Trump as a threat to democracy. Donald Trump is a great threat to our democracy.
How bad is it, though? The best supercut I've ever heard came from Eric Erickson. This, imagine hearing this. You're already off kilter, a little crazy. And you've already written in your book that you think assassination's a good idea to deal with the problem. And you subsist on a steady news diet of this crap that I'm about to play for you. Let's hit it.
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
Rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed.
especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops to attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
He wants to take away your vote.
Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end of democracy.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
It goes up to Putin that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
He's reelected. He will curb transgender rights
and the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents
to persecute, not prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Take a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going to make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
A vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department effort to weaponize the powers of the government.
To use the military to quash protests.
Ridding the government of all democratic safeguards.
Junking American democracy as we have always known it.
That he would try to stay in office beyond a second term. That he would never leave office.
There's no question. Trump is reelected. He won't leave.
Donald Trump will never leave office voluntarily.
And what that means is that everybody who wants us to remain a republic.
Morons, he already left office voluntarily. The IQ level here. But see, when did these show? This has been them for the last two, three years. But when did they start shooting? The crazy, deranged liberal sheeple. When did they start shooting? It was after the media lied to them about the Supreme Court immunity hearing, you know, ruling that Trump was now a dictator. He could shoot whoever he wants. Listen to how much worse than that it got.
It's almost like a license to thug in a way. Like, you can do whatever you want.
What matters is that the other guy wants to be a king, and this court has said, yes, you are a king, and we are the king's hand.
Did the court just say, yeah, you can assassinate a political rival?
No, but they told them that.
People are exploring options to live in other countries if they think they could be targeted for prosecution by Donald Trump, because targeting you or targeting me or targeting Andrew would be an official act based on today's decision.
This is a death squad ruling. This is a ruling that says that as long as you can construe it as an official or quasi-official act, you can do absolutely anything.
It's a crock. Absolute crime. The immunity has been in place since the founding. There have been many rulings on it with no effect whatsoever. Anyway, folks, coming up, are you a weather junkie? Do you check your weather app a couple times a day? Doesn't work anymore, does it? I like it used to. Something's wrong with the weather. Something's wrong with the weather app. Coming up, something you will only hear here. Why can't they get the weather right anymore? Have you noticed it? It's freaking me out. I've been trying to find an answer. I might have found one with our next guest. Coming up next.